This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Finally, we talked with Matt Wells from The Guardian a little while ago, and he brought up this thing that happened last night on NBC, where they basically, on the commercials immediately preceding a race, gave away the outcome to the race and spoiled it for anybody who wanted to keep themselves pure for the watching. Well, thinking about that in the wee hours of this morning when your brain's just doing nutty things inspired me to do a little twist on a classic poem, and I have that for you now.
All right.
'Twas 5 minutes to race time, and all through my place had the tools of technology frozen in place. The iPhone was nestled quite snug in its cradle, notifications on silent, the ringer disabled. I'd logged out of Facebook, put Twitter away, I'd sworn off of email, if just for one day. Done all that I could not to hear, read, or see, and had just settled down to turn on the TV. Well, there's no way I could have done anything more. I pulled down the curtains and bolted the door. The excitement had built, tension hardly diminished, even though in the real world the race was long finished. When, how were my news virgin eyes so abused, the Today Show promoting the next morning's news? Athlete's family so merry, the hugging, the kiss, her gold medal mocking my ignorant bliss. I spoke not a word, but fell back in my chair, not believing that promo had actually been there, and I swear just a flicker had crossed my TV of a smug peacock thumbing its nose right at me. And then to the race, the programming resumed, but with all the electricity sucked from my room, as I heard them exclaim before I turned off the set, "It is these kinds of moments you'll never forget."